I'm Pastor Tim. Welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 612. Now that's encouraging. Today we're going to wrap up our little three-part mini-series on encouragement. On Wednesday, if you remember, we looked at the need to be encouragers. And I said that if you can fog a mirror, you both need to give and receive encouragement. Yesterday, we talked about some fake encouragement substitutes, some ways that people might think they're giving encouragement, but actually it's the opposite. And today, we're going to look at what encouragement actually looks like. So let's dive in. I call this podcast T2G, or The Two Greatest, and it's about the two greatest commandments given, to love God with everything we've got, and then to love our neighbor like that too. And the problem is that sounds good, but what does it mean? I mean, in real life, what does it look like? And that's what this podcast every day is all about. There are many ways to tackle the topic of encouragement, and I hope there are some specific expressions of encouragement that you're already thinking about right now, and I may not even mention them. We're just going to be getting started today. But I do want to mention some specific ways that you can show your encouragement to others. Some concretes. So give me about five minutes to slow down. Let's look at that story, share a thought, hear a portion of scripture, ask you a great question, pray with you, and give you a challenge to have people look at your life today, the way you treat them, what you say to them, what you do for them, and say, now that's encouraging. These expressions of encouragement come loosely from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 22 to 25. Hebrews 10, 22 to 25. You might want to grab a Bible and take a closer look, because I'll just have time to kind of mention each one and move on. First of all, we encourage by our example. Hebrews 10, 22 says, "Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith." All right, there's a lot there. Drawing near, intentionally coming to God, having a sincere heart, not a pretend heart, and not just some assurance of faith, but full assurance of faith. Man, that's packed. All of us are drawn to people who passionately live out what they say they believe. It's not just in faith. It could be a politician, or it could be a coach. It could be someone who's sold out about the way you lose weight or improve your health or change the world. But for our purposes, let me say it this way. Nothing is going to encourage me to live for Jesus more than seeing you live for Jesus. Zeal and commitment and example are everything. We've all heard the expression, lead by example, and that's just as true when it comes to faith. Second, we encourage by our words. Hebrews goes on to say in verse 23, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess. Gene Getz, in his book Building Up One Another, said, Paul particularly made it apparent that what constitutes the primary means for mutual encouragement is God's truth. You know, it's not very encouraging to hear someone spout off stuff that sounds good, but it's just pie in the sky by and by. It's not really true. But when we live and say truthful things about our good, good God and His love for the world, that's encouraging. Third, we encourage by our sensitivity to others. Verse 24 goes on to say, and let us consider how we may spur one another on to love and good deeds. Did you catch the consider how part? In the Greek, it means to notice, observe, think about one another. In other words, we got to pay attention. A family had gone to the movies, and on the way in, a young man stopped to get popcorn, and by the time he got into the theater, the lights were already dim, so he scanned the theater and couldn't find his family. He paced up and down the aisle, and finally he stopped and called out, "Does anyone recognize me?" There are people today who are begging for you to see them and listen to their stories and know them, because when you do, that's encouraging. Let me quickly mention one more. We encourage by our presence. What I'm saying is you don't have to have magic words to be encouraging. Just be with someone who's hurting. It's called the ministry of presence, and it's powerful. Here's the great question. Okay, I gave you four concrete ways to be encouraging. Your example, your words, seeing people, and your presence with them. Which one will you pick out today to employ as you love like Jesus? Let's pray. Dear Lord, help me choose my words wisely. Help me speak into the life of those around me. Help me to be a source of encouragement by my presence and my example. Help me to encourage, not discourage. Help me to point to the hope that is in you. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 613. In the meantime, I hope that these episodes have encouraged you and to show you that you can do it. You know, there are some gifts that just aren't mine. Never have been, never will be. But encouragement is a gift everyone can give. And remember, Scripture says we do it daily. I hope you will express it today in your life in some concrete ways that will have someone looking at you and say, now that's encouraging.